From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The human rights group Amnesty International says satellite images and witnesses point to possible mass graves in Burundi that appeared after security forces retaliated against rebel gunmen in Bujumbura, and that the images suggest a deliberate effort by authorities to cover up the extent of the killings by their security forces and to prevent the full truth from coming out. The UN is also investigating. The Burundi government has not commented. Political violence has raged in Burundi since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced last April that he was going to run for a third term. Also in Burundi, authorities have arrested two foreign journalists, British photographer Phil Moore and the Africa chief for the French daily Le Monde, Jean-Philippe Remy. Burundi's security minister says the two men were arrested Thursday in Bujumbura in the company of armed criminals. Le Monde says Moore and Remy were arrested while meeting with government opponents. It says both men were working for the paper and were doing their job by meeting with all parties involved in Burundi's political crisis. The World Health Organization is convening an emergency meeting on the Zika virus Monday, this after the agency's director said the mosquito-borne virus is spreading at an alarming rate. The WHO warns that millions of people in the Americas could be impacted by the virus, which has been linked to serious birth defects. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning pregnant women against traveling to areas with the Zika outbreak, such as Brazil. This comes as tens of thousands of people are poised to descend on Brazil later this year for the Olympics, possibly making the Games a springboard to transmit the virus around the world. There currently is no vaccine for the Zika virus. From Washington, this is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said Friday he is extremely alarmed about the allegations that continue to surface in the Central African Republic about the sexual exploitation and abuse of minors by members of the foreign military forces. Zaid Raad al-Hussein said in a statement most of the alleged crimes took place in 2014, but only came to light in recent weeks. A joint UN team in the Central African Republic recently interviewed four girls who said they had been sexually assaulted and exploited by foreign soldiers. The nationalities of the soldiers are not clear, but three of the four girls believed their abusers were Georgian members of the European Union Operation, or EUFOR. UN officials say they are going ahead with talks to end the five-year-old Syrian civil war starting Friday afternoon in Geneva, this after the opposition said it would not attend. The Saudi-backed opposition group, the High Negotiations Council, said it will stay away after its demands for an end to airstrikes on civilians and a lifting on the siege in Syria have not been met. Representatives of the group, however, did not rule out joining later. Confusion over who should represent the opposition and the opposition's demands for its conditions to be met prior to the start of the talks show just how difficult the road to peace will be. The trial of former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo opened at the International Criminal Court in The Hague on Thursday, as Zlatica Hoek reports.
Gbagbo is facing charges of crimes against humanity for his role in the deadly conflict that erupted after he lost elections in 2010 and attempted to stay in power anyway. Prosecutors accuse him and former youth minister Charles Blaise Goudet of orchestrating attacks against supporters of his rival Alassane Ouattara. Their campaign of violence left about 3,000 people dead. At the opening of the trial Thursday in The Hague, Gbagbo pleaded not guilty. His supporters in Abidjan claimed the charges against him were fabricated. Many also say the International Criminal Court is a neocolonial institution biased against Africans. Some African leaders have called for Gbagbo's release, saying the trial would only deepen the divisions in Ivory Coast. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
At least two people were killed and seven wounded at an attack on a Shiite mosque in the city of Al-Asa in eastern Saudi Arabia during Friday prayers. The Saudi Interior Ministry said that one attacker detonated his explosives while another opened fire. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Shiites in Saudi Arabia make up some 10-15% of the Sunni-ruled kingdom's population. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.